Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Wally, where's your brother? Breakfast is getting cold.
Oh, he'll be right down, Mom. When I saw him, he had his undershirt on backwards. He was trying to turn it around without getting out of it.
That's quite a knack.
Parents are no good. Parents are no good.
Wally, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, I was just saying parents are no good.
Wally, what a terrible thing to say.
It's for science. I'm memorizing four guys who made outstanding contributions. Pascal, Archimedes, Newton, and Galileo. Parents are no good.
Oh, couldn't your teacher have found a more flattering phrase?
Gee, Dad, it wasn't his idea. Eddie Haskell thought it up.
Oh, I see. Poor boy.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi there, Beaver. I hear you had trouble with your undershirt this morning.
Yeah, Mom. You must have put it in the drawer backwards. I sure wish I didn't have to go to school today.
Why would you say that, Beaver?
Because tomorrow we're having a pet fair. And today, we got to tell what pets we're bringing in tomorrow.
Well, Beaver, the reason you don't have a pet is because you didn't take care of your rabbit. And you didn't take care of your pigeons.
Yeah, he even goofed up your goldfish.
Beaver, there'll be lots of children in your class who won't have pets.
Yeah, Mom, all the creeps.
Well, Beaver, we're not going to buy you a pet between now and tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Parents are no good. Parents are no good.
Wally, are you still studying your science?
Well, sure, Dad.
Hey, Larry. How come you're walking to school today?
My mother said I should walk off my breakfast.
What's good eating it if you're going to walk it off?
I know, but why start an argument?
Hey, Beaver. I'm bringing my dog to school for pet day tomorrow.
What are you bringing?
Nothing. I don't have any pets.
What happened to those worms you planted in your backyard?
Well, they must have went away to somebody else's house. Well, anyway, worms aren't a real pet. Well, they don't have legs on them or anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello, boys. Hello, boys.
Hello, Parrot. This is my friend Larry.
Hello, boys.
Polly, want a cracker?
The man in the store says he knows 50 words.
Boy, I'd hate to know 50 words and just be a crummy old parrot.
Yeah. Well, we better get to school now. Goodbye, Parrot.
Hello, boys.
Boys and girls, we have a very impressive list here for pet day. Alice, do you have a pet?
My pet is a rabbit. His name is Blinky, and you're not supposed to pick him up by the ears.
Oh, that's fine, Alice. Whitey, how about you?
My pet is four pigeons, and they can fly back home from anywhere, even if they were blindfolded.
Oh, but they sound like very intelligent pigeons, Whitey. Larry?
I wasn't doing anything, Miss Landers.
I know you weren't, Larry. What pet are you bringing tomorrow?
I'm bringing my dog, Oscar, and he's a Weimaraner, and my mother's given him a bath, so he shouldn't be dirty.
Well, that's fine, Larry. Judy.
My pet is unusual because my parents have made me the proud possessor of an Abyssinian cat.
Well, so far we have some wonderful pets. Beaver.
Well,
Yes, Beaver?
I have a very nice pet. My parents have made me the proud possessor of a parrot.
A parrot? Well, can he talk, Beaver?
Yes, ma'am. And he's older than anyone in this classroom. And he can talk and sing.
Well, so far, I think that's the most interesting pet in our pet fair.
Thank you, Miss Landers.
pet is a white rat. His name is Herbert.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? Dee 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 dee.
Oh, hello, Wally.
Gee, Mom, you were singing.
What about it?
Well, heck, I never heard a mother sing before.
Well, Dinah Shore's a mother, and she sings.
Well, yeah, but she's a girl mother. You're just a regular mother.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to be happy, Wally.
Sure, Mom.
Have you seen your brother? He's had 2 or 3 phone calls.
No, I haven't seen him.
How was your science test?
Mr. Griffin double-crossed us and didn't give us a test. I went and learned all that junk for nothing.
Well, maybe he'll give you the test next week.
Yeah, but by then I will have forgotten it. Boy, what a dirty trick. I'll never smile again. That's one of those songs from the olden days, huh, Mom?
In the real olden days.
Hello, boys.
Having a visit with Sergeant Burke?
Is that his name?
Yeah. He served with the Rainbow Division in the First World War.
Well, I'd like to buy it. Can he really sing?
Sure, he can sing. Come on, Burke, sing. Over there, over there.
Hello, boys. Hello, boys.
Come on, Burke. Over there, over there.
Hello, boys.
Well, he's just not in the singing mood today. Did you say you wanted to buy him?
Yes, sir. How much is he?
Well, for a bird as old as that and as smart as he is, it comes pretty high. I couldn't let Sergeant Burke go for less than $200.
You mean $200?
Yep.
Well, gee, mister, I don't have that kind of money.
Well, no kid has that kind of money.
Maybe you better talk it over with your father. A bird that can sing like him, you don't find every day.
Yes, sir. Gee, Larry. $200 for a parrot.
Hello, boys.
Boy, that's really a lot of money.
Yeah. Heck, you could buy a chicken for $1.85.
Yeah. Gee, at school, I didn't mean to say about having a parrot. But when all the other kids were bragging about their pets, when Miss Landers called on me, all of a sudden it just popped out.
Yeah. Look, Beaver, I know how stuff pops out. Once, when I was a littler kid, I told all the guys that my father was Perry Como.
Yeah. What happened when they found out he wasn't?
I had to change schools.
Over there, over there. Send the word to beware.
Boy, Beaver, for $200, what a big shot you could have been.
Come on, boys.
Hi, Dick.
Hi. Oh, something for me?
Oh, it's for the Beaver. You know, he's having that pet fair at school tomorrow, so I stopped by and bought him a little hamster.
But you didn't want him to have a pet.
Well, I didn't want him to have to go to school without one. And anyway, a boy should have something to fill in, sort of, between kindergarten and girls.
Beaver got home a little while ago. Why don't you go up and give it to him?
Yeah, okay.
What are you looking like that for?
I'm not looking like anything.
Well, sure you are. You're looking funny.
Well, I can look funny if I want to.
Well, look, Beaver, I'm doing my homework. Go look funny in the bathroom.
Stop being mean to me just because I'm your brother.
Yo, Beaver, I've been thinking about that pet fair at school tomorrow. And I don't want you to be the only boy there without a pet.
You don't, Dad?
No. So you know what I did? On the way home today, I stopped by and bought you this hamster.
Gee, Dad, what a dirty trick to do to a guy.
Well, Beaver, wait. What's the matter with him?
Search me, Dad. I never laid a hand on him.
Dear, do you have any idea yet why the Beaver got so upset before supper?
No, I thought he'd be delighted with the hamster.
Well, I guess it's not too unusual at his age not to know what you want. One minute you're laughing, next minute you're crying.
Maybe we should try harder to understand our children.
Well, nobody ever tried to understand me. I was the happiest kid in the world.
You mean you were neglected?
Well, of course not. My parents worked 7 days a week on a farm. They couldn't afford the luxury of worrying about their kids.
That's right, Miss Landers. I can't bring my pet to school tomorrow, but I really have one, and he'd like to talk to you. Come on, Wally.
Oh, Beaver, cut it out. It can't work.
Gee, Wally, at least you could try it.
Okay, okay.
Hello? This is Beaver's parrot, and I'm sick, and I can't come to school tomorrow. Goodbye.
Gosh, Beaver, this is real goofy.
Yeah. You're not bad as a brother, but you sure do make a dumb parrot.
I'm dumb. You're dumb. Why did you have to go and say you were going to bring a parrot to school? Why couldn't you say something easy, like maybe a frog?
Listen, Wally, I almost said an eagle.
Well, look, Beaver. Look, why don't you just take the hamster to school tomorrow and tell all the guys you were kidding about the parrot? You know, make a big joke of it.
I can't, Wally. Larry could, but I can't.
Why not?
Well, because Larry's always making jokes, and I never make them. Well, if a kid who never makes jokes all of a sudden makes a joke, they don't think it's a joke.
Yeah, I guess I see what you mean. But look, Beaver, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll leave the window open tonight. Well, maybe a parrot will get loose from a zoo or something and fly in here, then I'll take him to school.
Beaver, that's not going to happen.
Well, I know, but at least with the window open, I might get pneumonia.
Hey, Beaver, are you crying?
Well, of course I'm not crying. When a guy's 10 years old, he's not allowed to cry.
Yeah.
Hey, Wally, where are you going?
Oh, well, I think I'll go downstairs and make me a sandwich. Do you want something?
Boy, you dumb kid, you.
Well, Wally, you all through your homework?
Yeah, kinda. Could I sort of see you guys alone?
We are alone.
Yeah.
What is it, Wally?
Well, if I told you about some trouble that the Beaver was in, you wouldn't get mad and go upstairs and start hitting him, would you?
Of course not.
What trouble is the Beaver in?
Well, I guess I better not tell you.
Wally, you come right back here and tell me exactly what trouble the Beaver's in.
Well, you see, Dad, you're hollering already.
Wally, your father is not hollering. Now, come on, you tell us what it is.
Well, it's about the pet fair at school. Beaver got on sort of a spot, and he told all the kids that he had a parrot.
A parrot?
Yeah. And then he went down to Alan's pet store, and they had one that could sing over there. It cost a couple $100. And then you came home with that hamster. Now he's upstairs pretending like he's not crying.
Well, I think it's too bad the Beaver made up a ridiculous story like that about having a parrot, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Yes, there is.
After all, if a boy's going to... What?
You can get him a parrot.
Get him a parrot? June, it's 9 o'clock at night.
I don't care, dear.
They cost $200.
I didn't say you had to buy one. Just get him one some way.
Oh, June, dear, that's ridiculous. I can... Wally? Your mother and I are talking. Why don't you go on upstairs?
But heck, Dad, I wanted to hang around and find out who won.
Upstairs, Wally, and don't say anything to your brother. Now, look, June, dear, let's be reasonable. Just because Beaver got himself out on a limb, I can't go out and buy him a parrot. Why, do you think my father would even have considered such a thing?
Dear, this time, don't be your father's kind of father. Be your own kind of father.
June, we're always telling our boys they must face up to their mistakes.
Well, I know, dear, but I think every once in a while a child is entitled to have his parents back up his mistakes.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I just don't see that it'd be the greatest tragedy in the world if Beaver had to go to school tomorrow and simply say, I made it up. I don't have a parent.
It could be, dear. Well, I remember once when I went away to boarding school, I told all the girls that my mother gave up her career as a movie star to marry my father.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. And I said her name was Laverne Laverne.
Did you get away with it?
No, my mother found out about it. She made me tell the whole school the truth.
Why, June.
Oh, I know I told a lie. But if she'd have showed me just the smallest bit of understanding, still wouldn't hurt a little bit after all these years.
Well, guess there's nothing for me to do but go out at 9 o'clock at night and find a parrot who sings over there.
Ward, you're wonderful.
I'm out of my mind. That's what I am. Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your coming down this time around and opening up, Mr. Allen.
How's that?
I say I want to thank you for coming down tonight and opening up.
Oh, that's all right. I get used to it. Last Christmas Eve, fella got me out of bed, had to have a collie pup for his little girl. So I come down and got it for him.
Well, he must have appreciated that.
Oh, yeah. Gave me a check right on the spot. Bounced higher than a basketball.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope $10 is a fair price for renting the bird for a day.
Oh, yes. And Bert can use a day in school.
Hey, does he really sing?
Does he sing? Come on, Bert, sing. Over there, over there.
Hello, boys.
He just does that to get under my skin.
Well, thanks again, Mr. Allen, and I'll have him back to you tomorrow afternoon.
Over there! Over there! Send the word! Send the word! Do beware!
Oh, thank you, dear. Where's the beaver?
He's waiting out in the car with Sergeant Burke. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. He's in the cage.
You're going to have to drive him to school this morning.
Yeah, the city's got a rule. No animals on the buses, just kids.
Well, all right, I can get some breakfast after I drop him off. Boy, I sure hope I'm not setting a pattern here where he'll expect us to back up anything he says.
I hope not either, but... Well, let's do it this time, dear, in memory of Laverne Laverne.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Children, all right, children. Well, I'd say we had a very successful pet fair, and I want to thank all of you for bringing in your animals.
You're welcome, Miss Flanders.
You can be dismissed now because I know a lot of your parents are waiting for you.
Good night,
Flanders.
Bye. All right, Sergeant Bird, get back in the cage.
You won first prize, but how come your dumb parrot calls everybody boys?
Because he hates girls, that's why.
You coming, Beaver?
What a second, Larry.
Come on, Oscar. I want to show you the playground.
Hello, boys.
But is your father picking you up, Beaver?
Well, yes, Miss Landers, I guess so.
Did you want something, Beaver?
Well, I don't know if I should have this blue ribbon.
Well, why not, Beaver? The children voted Sergeant Burke the most popular pet.
I don't know, boys.
Yeah, but he's not mine. He's rented from a store.
Rented?
Well, yes, ma'am. My father went out in the dark last night and rented him from a man for $10.
Then you made it all up yesterday about having a parrot of your own?
Yes, ma'am. All the other kids were saying about the neat pets they had, when I didn't have any. Well, so I made up about having Sergeant Burke because I saw him in a store.
Oh, Beaver, now you shouldn't have been embarrassed to be the only student without a pet. Why, you know we're all friends here.
Yes, but even your best friends laugh at you and say you're dumb when you do something different.
Well, I'm afraid that's right, Beaver. But you know, you're very fortunate to have a father who understands that.
Oh, I think I'm very fortunate too, Miss Landers.
There's just one thing, Beaver. I hope you won't expect your father to keep backing you up when you make up stories.
Oh, no, ma'am. Well, I'm never going to get him in a mess like this again.
I'm sure you're not.
Well, thank you, Miss Landers. Goodbye.
Oh, Beaver, you forgot your blue ribbon.
Oh.
Goodbye, Beaver.
Goodbye, Miss Landers.
Goodbye, Sergeant Burke.
Over there! Over there! In the word, to beware!
Why, Beaver, he really does sing.
Well, sure, Miss Landers. I didn't make up that part. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Beav.
Well, I came down to say goodnight.
Well, your mother and I would have come up in a few minutes.
Well, I know. But I wanted to ask you something.
Oh. Well, come on, sit down. All right. What is it?
Well, when I made up the story about having the parrot, that was wrong.
That's right.
And you helping me keep it made a secret, that was wrong, too.
That's right, too.
But your father, how come you did it?
Well, maybe that's why I did it, Beaver. You see, parents aren't always perfect either. Sometimes they love their children so much that they'll do almost anything to keep them from being hurt, even if it means making a mistake now and then.
Gee, Dad, I guess there's an awful lot more to being a father than just making money and hollering.
There sure is.
Dad, thanks for the hamster.
Okay, Beaver.
Next on TV Land, it's Family Ties, about a family that's never afraid to say, I love you. In fact, this family seems more afraid of not saying, I love you. After all, there ain't no nothing they can't love each other through. So stay tuned.